The Iberian Settlement. The archaeological site you're about to visit is a large walled settlement that was located on a hill of the Serra da Collserola, where you are now. The stones you are stepping on formed part of a town that was inhabited between the 6th and 1st centuries BC. Strolling through this village is an open door to the past, to the evolution of this Iberian settlement, and to the daily lives of the Iberians who once inhabited these lands. Our visit starts at one of its entrance gates. Pay close attention to the defensive system, made up of a discontinuous moat and the remains of several towers, and a large clearing of silos to hold the grain outside the village walls. After you are inside, and following the main road towards the left, you will see the urban hub of the settlement, with rows of houses nestled into the contours of the hill, and different homes from the three broad phases of settlement. If you go back to the beginning of the street and continue along the path, you will see the remains of a metal workshop and other specialized tradesmen. By walking up the wood staircase or following the path to the left, you will reach three buildings that are reproductions of two homes and a craft space, where you can learn some things about the daily lives of Iberian families. The first reconstructed building is a home from the final Iberian period, with a Roman-style roof. The second, an older house with four rooms, is from the central period of the settlement. And the last, a metal workshop. The route finishes in the northern district, which lets us situate the settlement in its surroundings and understand its strategic importance.